You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This Wednesday certainly feels like a Friday, a four-day holiday weekend for many, including myself. I'm looking forward to it, spending time with friends and family. And every Wednesday in our 7 o'clock hour, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, who is now the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, representing 10 counties and people, including in the city of Pittsburgh. Good to see you, Rich.
Good to be here, Larry. It is. You can feel it. Even driving this morning, traffic's a little bit lighter. And I'm assuming, although probably out by the airport, maybe not so much. You know, as people are really getting ready to celebrate the great, you know, the Independence Day. This is a great celebration for this country. But family comes together, and really Pittsburgh shines this time of the year.
You mentioned something before we went on the air about the Cannonsburg Parade. That is famous. When I first got on KDK TV and radio, it was 36 years ago, and they said, "Hey, Larry, we hooked you up with that Cannonsburg Parade." I had no idea what that was all about. People save spaces with chairs, you know, our tradition, for days in advance.
Don't mess with someone's chairs in Western Pennsylvania when they save that parking spot or they save their spot in the parade. It has become one of the biggest, biggest parades, obviously, down in Washington County. It really rivals probably what we consider the biggest, the St. Patrick's Day parade in downtown Pittsburgh. But you're right. It's a brilliant, more than the parade, it becomes an all-day event, an all-day celebration for the folks in Washington County. And it draws people who grew up there and come back. It really is, they reunite with their families and generations of people coming together. It's a great celebration.
And the Big Butler Fair, you introduced us to the details last week. That's still going on this week.
It is, yeah. It's been forever.
You've been there over the years, I'm sure.
I have. You? Yeah. It's you know, when you think about, you know, those of us that live in a city or live in Allegheny County, we don't often, you know, connect with what would be more rural and agricultural things, but the big part of this region is so there's a lot of that, and these right. county fairs really exemplify that. So take a trip out this summer. All the counties around us having beautiful county fairs. Take your kids, take your grandkids, and that's a great way to celebrate.
Part of what your mission is to measure the economic impact that different events, and they're always looking for ways to increase that. How about in their 18th year, the Furries, Anthrocon, back in Pittsburgh, pumping $16 million into the local economy?
I can remember when I first became county executive back in 2011, 2012, and it was still in its infancy, just a few years into what they were. And you'd see them walking around at this time of the year downtown Pittsburgh, and it was like, what is that thing going on? And it has grown, and how Pittsburgh has become this mecca. I mean, they come to Pittsburgh, a lot of conventions. Pittsburgh has to compete with other cities. We don't have to compete anymore. They automatically come to Pittsburgh. $15 million, $17 million is going to be pumped into the economy. The hotel industry, which we know suffered during the COVID pandemic, this is a great way for them to really, really do well.
And we heard when they released the date for the 4 days, which officially starts tomorrow, but they're arriving today. The hotel, 11,000 hotel rooms sold out in minutes.
It's incredible the amount of folks come in, the big parade, fursuit, I think is how they call it. I've been in that parade before, and welcoming them and to see that sight. I remember welcoming them to the convention center on their opening ceremonies and to see thousands and thousands of people standing there cheering in their costumes, in their get-ups. And I've heard you earlier with the cost. I didn't realize the cost of some of those outfits were astronomical in some ways. And it's quite a sight to see, and it's a great celebration for Pittsburgh.
Also, the fact is we're going to be taking you to Westmoreland County here in a few minutes. They have their Heritage Festival coming up, which is I participated in the years at Twin Lakes. It's really another little treasure. These communities put everything they have into these events. And then Westmoreland County will be hosting St. Vincent College in Latrobe Steelers camp, which is only a few weeks away.
And maybe in the coming weeks, we're going to talk about the economic impact that has for a small town like Latrobe. Because as you said, every year, Steeler Nation, the eyes of Steeler Nation and sometimes the feet of Steeler Nation end up in Latrobe to see, this year we've got a couple new quarterbacks and some new folks coming in. And
lots of new
faces.
Of
excitement. Yeah.
And by the way, you can go to Steelers.com. You can get a mobile ticket, which you need. And I guess they're going to limit the number per day. So it's free, but make sure you go and, some people set their vacations to go up there for a couple of days from all over the country, parts of the world.
They do. The pilgrimage to Out Route 30 is tremendous. And, again, the economic impact, we're going to talk about that. We'll bring on some folks from the Latrobe area to talk about that impact. But, again, you mentioned Westmoreland County. We're going to have Commissioner Sean Curtis, the chairman of the county commissioners, in a little bit. Ligonier and Idlewild Park and just some of the great things in that community. They're the second largest county besides Allegheny County in southwestern Pennsylvania. So they're a pretty significant population center. And, they've got some challenges, but they've got a lot of great opportunities coming up as well.
All right, more with Rich Fitzgerald in studio on the Big K Morning Show. We're getting you ready for the holiday weekend. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald in studio with us and talking about projects around the region. A big one that we just heard about was a large grant for Sharpsburg right there on the riverfront.
Sharpsburg right near the Highland Park Bridge and then the Highland Park Dam. A huge development, and we were very fortunate that this region got $25 million from the infrastructure bill from the federal government. We've been hoping some of that money that passed a while back would flow into Pittsburgh, and it is. And great work by our senators, Fetterman and Casey, along with Representative DeLuzio. This was actually something that County Executive Inamorata was working on back when she was State Representative Inamorata. She represented Sharpsburg, and this is going to transform, which was an old, rusted scrapyard that was just ugly when you came across the Highland Park Bridge.
Right.
And on both sides of the Highland Park Bridge now, on the Aspinwall side, that beautiful new park that just, kind of had a celebration a couple of weeks ago. And then, of course, this riverfront, Allegheny Riverfront on Sharpsburg is going to be just transformational.
I haven't been to the Aspinwall Park yet, but I had a couple of people who were there, and they said, Larry, you can't believe the transformation. I mean, we have these beautiful rivers, and for so many years it was all about industry, and gradually over time we're kind of reclaiming them for the people.
Exactly. We have reclaimed them. Exactly right, Larry, for the people. And then there's also that called the Brilliant Trail. The county had bought the bridge. It was an old rail bridge that's no longer used. You'll be able to ride your bike from Aspinwall and Sharpsburg right up that trail all the way to Bakery Square above Washington Boulevard.
And you have, speaking of trails, a number of times taken this trail, for people that don't know, all the way to the nation's capital.
People don't realize, many people do now, but some people don't realize you can get on a bike at the Point State Park and go all the way to Washington, D.C., 335 miles. And never interact.
You've done this.
I've done it four times.
Yes, I remember checking in with you.
We do. And I've actually, there's a county commissioner this year, Commissioner Shea from Armstrong County, that's going to be doing the trip in later on in the summer. And we'll probably get him on and talk about the trip he's planning. He's been training. He's working on it. And so it's an exciting thing for this region.
How many days does that take?
Well, we did it in six. I know some pretty ambitious people that have done it in three or four. Many people do it in eight or nine because you get to see some of the historic sites along the way. You go through Ohio Powell and you're going down through Connellsville. You see the Beehive Coke ovens that Frick had built, back in the industrial age. And then some of the things that George Washington built as you get closer to Washington, D.C. and Cumberland, Maryland, where you go on the Chesapeake and Ohio Trail. Battle sites from the Civil War. There's a lot of history, and you can really get to see early part of America just by taking that bike trip.
And most of those are on old railroad, so you're not going up hills. When people think of a bike trip, they're thinking, oh man, I'll never be able to go up and down those hills. But it's not exactly like that, is it?
That's exactly right. Because it does. It's old rail lines that have been abandoned. So the old rail lines couldn't go up steep hills. They would be no more than 1 or 2% grades. And that's what you have. You have a pretty steady grade the whole way. Rather than going over mountains, you actually go through mountains. There's some pretty significant tunnels, the Big Savage Tunnel, and others that are really spectacular again, a lot of history and how people years ago, immigrants, many Irish and Italian immigrants who basically with picks and shovels busted their way through those hills. And to read the history of some of how those things were done is something to see.
And Russell Crowe, the actor, when he was shooting a movie here, apparently he discovered and he was blown away by the trails. He was telling people all over the world, you can't believe this place.
It's incredible. And, you know, we talked about the economic impact of the furries, but over 1 million people a year do this. And you have seen places like Connellsville, Confluence, West Newton, that have created a little bit of an industry around hospitality for the bikers, bike shops, restaurants, hotels.
Along the way
that have really become tourist destination. In fact, if you recall, about a month ago, Governor Shapiro was really promoting Take Your Vacation here in Pennsylvania. He did a trip, a small trip. I think he did about 10 or 12 miles from Ohio Powell to Connellsville with his family, showing the beauty and, you know, highlighting the great things that we have here.
So, is that when you tapped him on the shoulder and said, Governor, I've done 350 miles?
Well, the governor has actually told me, because he's very interested in, as we're trying to build the Pittsburgh to Erie Trail, which will go up the Allegheny, the one we were talking about that goes to D.C., goes down the Mon and then the Youghiogheny and on into the Cumberland, the Potomac River. But we're in, you know, a lot of people and a lot of counties have been working. In fact, Armstrong County's been a big, big supporter of this, of doing the 270-mile trail that will go from the Point all the way up to Erie.
And Monday I had Andy Masick, president, CEO of the Heinz History Center, and you know Andy. Man, is he talking, you know, these great stories about our region and the things that were here and so important to the country. Once you get off the grid, so to speak, and get on those trails, the city looks different. This whole region is different when you're doing that.
I don't think a lot of us who live here maybe take it for granted, but people that come here for the first time or haven't been here are surprised to see how green this place is, including the city, including the Allegheny County. But yeah, certainly when you get outside up into the northwest and see the absolute beauty of this time of the year when everything is so green and so lush and so wonderful, you get to see that. And of course, Andy has a way of bringing it to life. It might be a 200-year-old story, but he has a way of bringing it. You think like you could see George Washington walking up along the river trail as he's blazing the path back in
here.
The 1750s.
He went to Primanti's.
Exactly.
No, his eyes light up when he talks about this stuff, and they just reopened because they did the Fort Pitt Museum and their affiliation. They just did a new exhibit there, and he told us about they went out to all the Native American tribes that used to be here, many of them on reservations out in Oklahoma and other places west, and wanted their input to talk about their story. And that's open now at the Fort Pitt Museum. And the blockhouse is the oldest building in the region.
It is. And much of America and North America's history really began right here with the French and Indian War, the Seven Years' War, depending on who's telling the story, the fight for the Forks of the Ohio, as they called it, and up in Armstrong.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Strong County, I think the first fort that was built, we think about Fort Ligonier, which is one of the first ones, but there's a fort up there. I think it might be called Fort Armstrong, but the Lenape Indians of the time were some of the first settlers. And some of these early historic battles over resources and the economy and who controls the rivers happened right here.
By the way, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, they have this giant flag they're going to fly down there at Point State Park, and they need your help. So if you want to volunteer, this flag is apparently giant. So Andy asked for volunteers, 1 o'clock.
I have seen that flag, and I've been to that ceremony many times, and it is a huge flag. But yeah, tomorrow at 9:35, when the fireworks go off down in Point State Park, it really is a celebration, and hopefully the weather folks will cooperate with that.
I dealt with that for a chunk of my career. That's why I don't do it anymore. I took it too serious. You know, take responsibility to the point where I was at church once, and when I was on TV doing the weather, the priest looked at me and said, "Hey, Larry," I'm like, "I think your boss has a better connection than..."
That's right. You have the connection.
Right? We're with Rich Fitzgerald. We're going to take you to Westmoreland County next. Stick around. Okay, morning show. Thanks for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Now, Rich, just talking about in your role with Allegheny County, it used to be there were three commissioners. Obviously, that changed, and so there was a county executive. But I just discovered, and you just told me, that the other 10 counties still have that three-person system.
Yes, and one of those counties, right to our east, Westmoreland County, one of the biggest counties, in fact, the biggest county outside of Allegheny County, Commissioner Sean Curtis, who's in his second term as a chairman of the county commissioners. And, you know, so many great things happening in Westmoreland County. We had talked about, you know, Steeler Nation will be having its eyes on it in a few weeks. But coming up now is the Westmoreland Arts and Heritage Festival. And joining us is Commissioner Sean Curtis to tell us about it. Commissioner, tell us about what's going on here in Westmoreland County this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me on, Rich and Larry. I'm excited to be here today. Yeah, the Westmoreland County Arts and Heritage Festival is marking our 50th year anniversary. So we're so excited this year that we're doing it, you know, bigger and better than we normally do here. And really what makes the Westmoreland Arts and Heritage Festival so unique is that it's primarily an artist market with food vendors. And what I mean by that is we have 200 professional craftspeople and artists from all over the country coming out to our Twin Lake Park. And what that is we have woodwork, jewelry, metalwork, stained glass, leather goods, pottery, art, homemade soaps and oil, and much more. Now, for folks that like to eat, and we all do because we're from Western Pennsylvania, we do have great food vendors that will be there with the classics such as Italian, Polish, Greek, Vietnamese, Lebanese, and a lot of local vendors that we have coming to showcase what Westmoreland has to offer when it comes to our diversity in food. From entertainment purposes, we do have four stages that will be having a variety of obviously different types of musical events occurring the whole weekend. Too much for me to list here. So if you want to see a listing of all the times, locations of the stages, go to Westmoreland County Arts and Heritage Festival to see them. But the music playing will be traditional classic folk. You also have theater dance, polka, oldies, bluegrass, country, and rock. We also have a selection on the stages where we'll be focusing adult poetry, short story contests, and finally rounding it out will be the children activities that will be around the park for families to enjoy all weekend. And this goes from the 4th of July at 12 p.m. tomorrow. The commissioners, myself, will have a proclamation. We're going to kick it off, and this goes to July 7th.
And I was there years ago, Sean. I went with KDK TV, and I purchased two things. They call it a totem pole, which was, we had one of these chainsaw artists who carved it out of, you know, a log, which was amazing. I still have it in my backyard. And then I got one of those bears that this chainsaw artist carved, which they're really, I don't know how they do that stuff, all these artisans, but my bear got stolen, unfortunately. It was that good.
We get Larry out once in a while outside of Pittsburgh. He gets out of the Twin Lakes Park and gets to see those things. But there's so many exciting things happening in Westmoreland County this summer. Commissioner, I mean, we mentioned the Steelers obviously coming to Latrobe. Steeler Nation all knows about that. But what goes on with Idlewild and all the various things that you've got going on, and some great 4th of July fireworks celebrations coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, throughout local municipalities, I'm sure just like all the surrounding counties, we'll have that throughout there for the 4th of July. I just want to highlight what we've focused on really coming up is our park system in our county is so monumental, and the county and myself, we invest a lot of time, energy, effort to make them such a showcase for around the region, because we want to show people our parks have always ranked a top one or two of what the public of Westmoreland loves the most. So in Twin Lakes, we do have concert series occurring twice a month, and you can go to Westmoreland County Parks and Recreation to witness that. July 13th is the next one. August, we're going to have August Fun Fest at our Cedar Creek Park off of I-70 in Ross Draver Township. Car cruise, it's a family outing as well. September 1st and 2nd, we have the Labor United for Labor Day celebration. That's more of a family focus with a petting zoo, circus shows, carnival rides. That's a family focus in Northmoreland Park, going up towards 28. And then finally, in October, if you like to be scared, we have two parks where we have Hobgoblin hikes from 7 to 9 p.m. You can come out for half-mile walks and enjoy being scared in the woods at night, because we all love to be in the woods at night.
That will be fun. Now, no shortage of activities, but when is the Westmoreland County Fair? I mean, that's all we're trying to make, the, you know, promote those. And I guess that's coming up. Would that be August?
Yeah, end of August, the last week of August coming up. That will be the definitely will be coming up then. Yes, that's correct.
There's a lot of good things happening. And in addition to all the economic things, commissioners working on getting that big Amazon logistics center out there, Stack AV with the autonomous vehicles. There's a lot of exciting things happening in your county these days. So congratulations.
And thank you, Richard, as well. And being happy to be a member of SPC and what we're doing moving forward. It's a great time to be a part of Western Pennsylvania and how we're all moving in the right direction. So I'm excited as well. So, yes, sir.
John, appreciate you jumping on with us. Have a great holiday weekend, and I hope to see you soon, maybe between here and Steeler Camp in a few
weeks.
That's right.
So thank you again, Larry Rich, for having me on. I appreciate it. Happy 4th. Be safe, and we'll talk soon.
You as well, Commissioner. Stay safe. Thanks.
Take care. Thank you.
Sean Curtis, who is the chair of the Westmoreland County Commissioners, and he sounds fired up, Rich. He's ready to go.
Oh, yeah. He's an enthusiastic supporter of his community, and there's a lot of great things. And he taught the Westmoreland Art, Art Museum is one of the really longest serving and really in impactful art museums in the country. So there's a lot of good things happening there, and that history is very rich.
And to your point, that is a huge county. It extends. People don't realize how far out it goes.
It is huge, and it you've got the urban areas are more densely the Jeanettes and the Latrobes and the Greensburgs, but then you've also got some very, very rural counties as well, rural communities as well.
More coming up with Rich Fitzgerald next on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up the 4th of July tomorrow, KDK officially the media partner, and we're looking forward to the fireworks in particular. We have TJ, the DJ. We're going to be down at Point State Park starting at 4 with music and presented by People's Natural Gas, also brought to you by Red Ribbon Soda, Pittsburgh's Pop Save a Lot, Phil DeLucenti and Associates in South Hills, Lincoln. Rich Fitzgerald, you've been to many, many fireworks displays over the years. I think we're always pretty proud of what Pittsburgh puts on. They also have set up in Liberty Avenue a place outside of Point State Park, and then across the river on the North Shore, the PNC Great Lawn, there's events for families. So right up until fireworks at 9:35.
There are. And you know, so many people that come, you know, that live in the city and even live in Allegheny County, but from beyond that do come into Point State Park or you know, the hillsides surrounding it to see some of the beautiful fireworks. My understanding is there's about four dozen communities that will be having fireworks displays. It'll be, you know, kicking off tomorrow night at 9:30. It's pretty special.
One year, I remember I was flying back home on July 4th in the evening. And as we got close to Pittsburgh, it was so cool to see the different communities all at the same time with the fireworks going off all around the region. Why are we so fireworks crazy here?
I don't know. And it's probably because we have so many municipalities, which in some ways is good, but some ways probably not so efficient. But each town seems to have their own. So you go out into the Mon Valley and West Mifflin and Homestead and Whitaker and McKeesport, et cetera, will all do it at the same time. If you're standing on a hill in a certain area, you can just look out over the vista and just see, you know, 10 different fireworks displays going off at once.
How many people can we fit in Point State Park? Do you have some idea?
I don't know the answer to that, but I got to believe it's in the, you know, 10,000 or more, I would think.
No, it's definitely more than that. I think they could put 100,000 people in that area.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well,
remembering back the old regatta days.
I don't know that the state park and the state police would want to see, or the state rangers would want to see that many people in one place, but
I don't know. That's we'll see, but it'll be a big deal because Mayor Sophie Maslov, late Mayor Sophie, wasn't she the one that moved it when we had some issue where people wanted it on where they didn't have to get up the next day to work? I think it's part of the genesis of that. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And as I learned in my former job, sometimes you don't want to change things that people are used to in Pittsburgh because there will be a lot of pushback. Let me just say that.
We're slow to change here sometimes, as you know acutely, as you're trying to change. So before we go, you had a couple other things on your notes.
Yeah, coming up later in the month, what we want to talk about is the crisis that seems to be happening in rural communities when it comes to healthcare. In Pittsburgh, we take for granted these great institutions, Children's Hospital, the Hillman Cancer Center. But 50 miles away, if you're living in Fayette County or Greene County, You're almost in a desert when it comes to healthcare. And these DO schools that are coming up, you had Ken Gormley, President Gormley, yesterday talking about the Supreme Court. But one of the impactful things that Duquesne is doing is bringing a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine school into Duquesne. And IUP, you know, Indiana University of Pennsylvania, is doing the same thing. The county commissioners up there, we're going to be bringing them on later in the month to talk about how they have partnered with Punxsutawney Hospital to figure out a way to create services for the people who don't live in the urban core.
So important. And we appreciate you coming in today. I understand your family's all coming in. You get to see the whole crew, right?
They're all coming in. My wife is already cooking and having for everything for everybody. And I get this. We're going to spend a little time up at our place in Armstrong County over the next couple of days. So on the river, on the Allegheny River, enjoying it just like everybody else.
Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. We also want to thank Joey Gregory, who's here making sure Rich has everything he needs. Right, Joey? Just say yes.
That's right.
Joey did a good job, and we'll have Caitlin back next week. She's a well-deserved rest for this week and the holiday week. Have a safe one, everybody.
Thanks, Rich.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.